Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activist views. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, hero can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth, time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics. Killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
Much to get to on this particular episode of Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 10, Verse 52. That M period, A period, N period, Music Activism News, that's the abbreviation and acronym. For those listening to Lake City Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call 646-478-0944. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com. Feel free to call in at 646-478-0944. If you have music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three quick disclaimers for you. Starting out with that song, Call In and Speak, which was located on that long-awaited Detox album from Kilroy. Disclaimer number one. You get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone, for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Us direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. Now, Common Sense Radio. It's Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERU 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter is Alfred Porter Jr. 1. That's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1. And Twitter of Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2, Hip Hop Workshop 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley Jr. period. Instagram is Junior Alfred Porter. Also, Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Facebook, I'm a Superwoman Radio. That www.3342music.com for what's going on hot in R&B, hip-hop. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy. Webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip-Hop Workshop Radio is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. Facebook, Alfred Porter Jr. period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube, Miss Commentary Cleveland. Man in the Street, 1-3. which is located on Twitter. Also, www.templabor.org if you are looking to be hired immediately, www.templabor.org, thelogtv.com, and also you can check out on YouTube channel of Power Groove Records. We are Cleveland, nothing but Cleveland music. YouTube channel, Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. Facebook, look up comedian Steve Turner from Cleveland, who's making big things happen, doing some big things. As I look through and see what's going on right now, we're going to go through a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, Summer with Whole Lot. She, I'm telling you, she came on real strong. Number 9, still on the top 10, The Actual Tannis with Ghetto Tail. Bashir Diss, still pulling in a lot of views. Number 8, debuting, Rico Guns with Crazy 88. Number 7, re-debuting, Black House Sounds, New Music. Yep, well, you hate it when the shit drops. That's the new song. You got to check it out, Joseph Botley Jr., YouTube. Number 6, Rezo. Moving up, Rezo and On Go, Letter to Lily and Rich. Oh, man, 1,000 views pushing. Number 5, debuting on Facebook, Boom Bap Mondays, Quake One's 36th birthday celebration. That's tonight. Number 4, debuting, King Jamma. Had a two of his new EPs, Listening Party, which was last Saturday at Chandler Park Building. Number 3, debuting, all upcoming New Year's events. Number 2, debuting, all Kwanzas. Number 1, moving up, all those Christmas holiday events. You had so many out there, all under one umbrella. I need to let people know some of what's going on. Can't let you know everything, but I can let you know some. We lost Desmond Tutu. Desmond Philo Tutu. October 7th, 1931 to December 26th, 2021 was a South African Anglican bishop and theologian. Archbishop of Cape Town from 1986 to 1996, in both cases being the first black African to hold the position. Theologically, he sought to fuse ideas from black theology with African theology. Desmond Tutu was born of mixed Xhosa and Maswana heritage to a poor family in Kirsdorp, South Africa. Entering adulthood, he trained as a teacher and married Nomalizo Leo Shinzane in 1955, with whom he had 4 children. In 1966, he was ordained as an Anglican priest, and in 1962, moved to the United Kingdom to study theology at King's College London. In 1966, he returned to Africa, teaching at the Federal Theological Seminary, South Africa, and then the University of Botswana, Lesotho, and Swaziland. In 1972, he became the Theological Education Fund's Director for Africa, a position based in London, but necessitating regular tours of the African Lesotho. From 1978 to 1985, he was General Secretary of the South African Council of Churches. He emerged as one of the most prominent opponents of South Africa's apartheid system of racial segregation and white minority rule, although warning the National Party government that anger at apartheid would lead to racial violence. As an activist, he stressed nonviolent protest and foreign economic pressure to bring about universal suffrage. In 1985, Tutu became Bishop of Johannesburg, and in 1986, the Archbishop of Cape Town, the most senior position in Southern Africa's Anglican hierarchy. In this position, he emphasized a consensus-building model of leadership and oversaw the introduction of female priests. Also in 1986, he became president of the All-Africa Conference of Churches, resulting in further tours of the continent. After President F.W. de Klerk released the anti-apartheid activist Nelson Mandela from prison in 1990, and the pair led negotiations to end elections, resulted in a coalition government headed by Mandela. The latter selected Tutu to chair the Truth and Reconciliation Commission to investigate past human rights abuses committed by both pro- and anti-apartheid groups. Following apartheid's fall, Tutu campaigned for gay rights and spoke out on a wide range of subjects, among them the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, his opposition to the Iraq War, and his criticism of South African presidents Thabo Mbeki and Jacob Zuma. In 2010, he retired from public life. Wow, that's a lot. And for him to stand for all kinds of rights from all kinds of people, hey, big shout out to him. Also, Wanda LaFay Young, August 9th, 1943 to December 15th, 2021, also known as Wanda Rogers, was an American singer known for being a member and after 1965, the lead singer of the popular Motown all-female singing group, the Marvelettes. So, there you go. She was born and raised in Inkster, Michigan. Originally aspiring to be a nurse, Young's professional music career started after fellow Inkster High School classmate Gladys Horton asked her to audition for a spot left by Georgia Dobbins, an original member of the group then called the Marvels. And after a successful audition, she joined the group in the quintet, which had auditioned for a deal with Motown, returned with a song written by Dobbins titled "Please, Mr. Postman." And interested with the group's sound, they were immediately signed and had their name changed to the Marvelettes. After the song was remastered, the song was released and became Motown's first number one pop single. So Long Baby, in 1963, the Beatles recorded Please Mr. Postman, Please Mr. Postman on their second studio album with the Beatles. In 1975, the Carpenters' remake of Please Mr. Postman hit number one around the world. It was one of a dozen million-selling gold-certified singles for the duo in the United States. It was also the second song to ever hit number one by two different artists. Wow, so there you go. She also sang co-lead on Marvelette songs, including the singles Locking Up My Heart and Too Many Fish in the Sea. And she sang her first solo lead on the Marvelette single, You're My Remedy, which didn't translate as successfully to sales or chart figures. And so there you go. The first hit single to feature her on lead was the dance hit I'll Keep Holding On. And from then until the Marvelettes' departure, Young would be the main lead vocalist for the group. She went on to sing lead on several classics such as Don't Mess With Bill, a million-selling gold 45, The Hunter Gets Captured by the Game, When You're Young and in Love, and My Baby Must Be a Magician. So there you go on her. I also need to point out the fact that Sarah Weddington, I know you all are probably saying, who the hell is that? Sarah Regal Weddington, February 5th, 1945 to December 26, 2021, was an American attorney, law professor, and member of the Texas House of Representatives, best known for representing Jane Roe, real name Norma McCorvey, in the landmark Roe v. Wade case before the United States Supreme Court. And also, those are your main things right now. Please keep Pastor Reed's family in prayer. Pastor Randy Reed from the Rock AME Zion Church. Mother passed yesterday evening. So keep the Reed family in mind. I know that they plan on having church this coming Sunday at 15415 Kipling Avenue, 10:30 a.m. The doors open. It's an hour of power. It ends around 12:20. 4411 0. It's the area code, Cleveland, Ohio. I also want to need you to keep Mother Porter in prayer, Daymaid and her family in prayer. That's how we'll do that. What I'll do is I'll wait for a few minutes, and after I take this phone call, we'll get into Kwanzaa and some of the Kwanzas that are going on around here. So let me go to the 601 area code with the 513, 601-513. They're probably calling to let me know that I can contribute to ovarian cancer, or that I can contribute to the police fund, or I can contribute to the Young Republicans. Those are a lot of the phone calls that we've been getting in the Ohio area. So I'm going to the 601-513. It did not come up on my phone and say scam likely. So I'm going to go on and answer that phone call. FYI, if you have a loved one who's ever been in the hospital or anything like that, be careful. If you see scam likely, you might want to answer that phone call, because sometimes hospitals' calls and other stuff come up under scam likely. It's something they don't tell you, but at least in the Ohio area, a lot of hospitals have called, and I'm thinking, scam likely, I might as well answer this just to tell them off, and the next thing I know, it was really the hospital calling. So with that being said, I'm going to the 601-513. If it's scam likely, don't you all worry, I'll hang up immediately. 601-513, how you doing?
Hey, Brother Al. Now, look, you know, we've been, you know, I've been calling in for about 2 years. You should know my number by now, bub.
Oh, yeah, I should, man. I really should. If I don't, there's something wrong with me. Hey, Happy New Year's, family.
Hey, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's to everybody. This is your future presidential candidate for 2024, as before, like in 2020, Michael D. Landingham. I'm just grateful and thankful to be on the show today. First, I want to send my prayers out to the Reed family. I don't know the whole story. I was just hearing about that, so it behooves me to send my prayers out to their family, and hopefully that
Thank
God
you.
Will give them the strength to overcome the loss. Because a lot of families, we were losing some people this year, definitely. And Mother Porter, to your mother, man, like I said, man, my prayers continue to go out to her. I pray that God gives her the strength and the healing power to overcome any adversity. So those are my two main prayers, and I wanted to give to y'all. And
thank you. Man, it's good to hear from you, because I need to know. I want to know. I know we have limited time, but I need to know, how is everything going for the court hearing and court proceedings? Because a lot of people, when I tell them about the court proceedings going forward, they're like, whoa, he really is serious. And I said, yes, he is. So you got to tell us, what's going on with the court proceedings? Did that stop? What's happening?
Well, right now, like I said, 3 years of telling my story about Donald Trump threatening my life when he was president, and I was a president of Canada back in December 10, 2018. I've been diligently at work, working with Senator Sherrod Brown, with Congresswoman Marcy Chapter of the 9th District of Ohio, doing some Freedom of Information Acts pertaining to this ongoing investigation about Donald Trump threatening my life. And from what the FBI have said, they said that Cleveland police nor I have contacted the FBI about a threat to my life or a threat to national security since I was a presidential candidate. Then I got another letter today from the Federal Aviation Administration trying to get proof about the helicopters, the military helicopters over there on 79th and Kinsman, over there in the Garden Valley area. And they told me that they couldn't find anything pertaining to what the police records about the helicopters, about, you know, nothing. They said they couldn't find anything. So it left me to puzzle, like, wait a minute. For 3 years, I've been explaining what happened between me and Trump. Military helicopters, the threatened text messages. If you take a look at LandinghamCase.com, it's like landing the plane, goinghamcase.com. Click the three blue bars, and you'll see the testimony between me and Trump. Everything he said, everything that's been told by the Cleveland Police Department, everything, seems like that the federal government is trying to erase what happened. And I'm going to say this very bluntly. If you think, because I'm a black man, you know, no money, no nothing, that I can't get my story out, Well, technically, I think your perception of African Americans is flawed. And if they're saying I should stay in my lane, all right, let's go back to how God set things in motion about staying in lane.
Okay.
The first kings and queens of this earth was black men and black women. So if you're talking about staying in the lane, let's start off with that. I was the only presidential candidate in American history that has been threatened by Donald J. Trump when he was president. Currently, right now, you have Joe Biden trying to cover up what happened, just like so many other things that he's helped the DOJ to cover up about Trump's misdoings, especially January 6th. Now, my question is, they know that Trump did it. They got all the proof to bring him down yesterday. How come Joe Biden doesn't direct the Department of Justice to start prosecuting Donald Trump for what happened on January 6th? So if they're not going to do that, then imagine what I'm going through. The American people need to realize that if I can't prove that this story is legit, then it's okay for any sitting U.S. president to go after any American citizen who wants to stand up and make a difference. Period.
Wow.
So now the lawsuit, after I got the letter from the FAA saying that there's no records, I have enough evidence to show that the four Freedom of Information, well, five now, Freedom of Information Acts, they all broke the law under two presidents. And I am now suing in federal court, which I'll put the paperwork in Wednesday, which I'm finalizing that right now. I am suing the Justice Department for physical damages, using the FBI to infiltrate my campaign and to sabotage it and try to cover it up. I'm suing for $1,120,300,000. Now, the reason I came up with that number is, how much does it take to become president? I won't have The $1 billion will go towards, the $1 billion will go towards an affidavit to the judge, will go towards the party of We the People in my presidential campaign for 2024. The $120 million with the $300,000 is my personal money for damages where you gotta imagine, you know, family squabbles, family not believing my story, the stress level, financial distress, that money be going towards me and my family. But the billion will go towards the party We the People and my presidential campaign for 2024. Yeah, it'll take more money. People will start donating, but I'm not playing.
Yes.
I am not playing. Donald Trump threatened my life. I'm suing the Justice Department for that money and the release of the investigation. If they don't, which, well, technically I've done everything leading up to the last point, which right now what I'm doing will release everything out. But if some other funny goodness comes awry, I'm asking the American people to take it to the streets, take it to your congresswomen, your senators, everybody, your mayors, everybody. Let them know we know about Michael. You're trying to cover it up. Stop it. Or we'll stop you. So I urge all Americans, even people from Cleveland, that LandonhamCase.com shows that it happened. LandonhamCase.com shows that there's a cover-up under this current president trying to protect the last president. And we cannot no longer, as Americans, trust this two-party system. And I ask that all Americans support me for my run independently in 2024 for president.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You're not playing around. A lot of people would have said, well, I'm sure he's giving up now. And instead, you have found the right time and way to push the platform of the truth to the American people. And I thank you for that official re-announcement that 2024, it's on. It's a real campaign. Thank you so much.
And I'd like to add, everybody, I know everybody's catching the COVID. We lost half of my crew at my job, so we were kind of low staff today. The best thing you can do is use your own common sense. This is not a virus. This is a biological weapon, and we are being inoculated. It's not three shots. It's not four shots. It's an ongoing continuation of being inoculated. Until our government tells the truth about what's really going on, then we will never come together to fix the problems that we're facing in this pandemic, period.
Mm-hmm.
Wash your hands. Wear your mask. Social distance as much as possible. Don't touch door handles, and if you're on the bus, and touch the rails, or, you know, don't touch where everybody else touched. Wear gloves. Do whatever you can to protect yourself and your family. Because our government don't give a damn about you, period. But I do.
Thank you
and,
so much.
And thank you for allowing me on the show, and y'all stay blessed.
You too. Thank you. Wow, that's a great message coming through from the presidential candidate, Michael D. Landingham. That's just like landing a plane and going ham. Hey, catch his story. And in the meantime, we'll take this short break. We'll be right back. Anytime I get a chance to just play this, just because it was mentioned, yep, on the long-awaited Detox album.
Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. 3, 3, 4, 2. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Kilroy. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. Wash your hands. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. COVID-19 affect me, coronavirus scare me, stop me, AM alpha male share pride, I face real danger, still go outside, 80 people shot at an MC club, people carjacked, can't forget bed bugs, revolution stopped, not by a virus, keep your flimsy mask, I won't be silent, this is a song to help you understand, I don't do panic throughout the land, no fake news on truth I stand. Just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Why I make this song? Let's make it clear. Hate to see adults run off in fear. Isolated at home, inside alone. I'm here to help. Lyrics airborne, virus, God, Yahweh, Allah, make it clear. Do you worship them or you worship fear? West Nile, SARS, Ebola, swine flu. We survived those, we'll survive this too. Coronavirus and Corona beer. You can drop yours, pass the bottle here. It's so crazy, I can't believe. Scared of Asian food and the Chinese people. Big black man, I can't wear a mask. Y'all will think I jack, cops might blast. Just need wipes, soap, water, check it. Sanitizer and some disinfectant. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands.
Biden and Sanders, too scared to come here?
What leader?
Come on. Trump's too scared to even handle it.
Or stupid.
Alliance for Safety and Justice, Survivors Speak, canceling their meeting.
What?
Cleveland Peace Action, canceling their meeting.
Oh, man.
Cleveland Democratic War Club, canceling out.
Oh, shoot.
PNC Fairfax, NBA canceling the season just because of the Utah player.
One player?
Come on now.
While you tweet, I read Revelation. If we're told what we now facing, Passover, pestilence, pandemic, plague, We killed Indians and the slave trade. Wages of sin, you know, is death. Virus, corona, affects health, but don't stress. Paying a high price, standing for hours in a Walmart line. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. This is a song to help you understand. I don't do panic throughout the land. No fake news, on truth I stand. Keep it simple, just wash your hands. Man, and that's sad. They giving 3 to 4 weeks out for the children in K-12 schools. A bunch of dumb children about to be on the sidelines. Sad, man. 3342.
And I would be remiss if I didn't take the time to let people know that, of course, for the river in Angola, definitely you can check out certain things. Or for the album by Albert Heath, Kwanzaa, the first. But Kwanzaa, K-W-A-N-Z-A-A, is the annual celebration of African-American culture from December 26th to January 1st, culminating in a communal feast called Keremu, usually on the sixth day. It was created by activist Melani Karenga, based on African harvest festival traditions from various parts of Africa, including West and South East Africa. Kwanzaa was first celebrated in 1966. Now, American Melani Karenga created Kwanzaa in 1966 during the aftermath of the Watts riots as a specifically African-American holiday. All right, we'll have to make sure that you get that. And Karenga said his goal was to give blacks an alternative to the existing holiday of Christmas and give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their history, rather than simply imitate the practices of the dominant society. For Karenga, a major figure in the Black Power movement of the 1960s and 1970s, the creation of such holidays also underscored the essential premise that you must have a cultural revolution before the violent revolution. The cultural revolution gives identity, purpose, and direction. And according to Karenga, the name Kwanzaa derives from the Swahili phrase Matunda ya Kwanzaa, meaning first fruits. First fruits festivals exist in southern Africa, celebrated in December, January with the southern solstice. And Karenga was partly inspired by an account he read of the Zulu festival. It was decided to spell the holiday's name with an additional A, so that it would have a symbolic 7 letters. During the early years of Kwanzaa, Karenga said it was meant to be an alternative to Christmas. He believed Jesus was psychotic and Christianity was a white religion that black people should shun. As Kwanzaa gained mainstream adherence, Karenga altered his position so practicing Christians would not be alienated, stating in the 1997 book Kwanzaa, A Celebration of Family, Community, and Culture, that Kwanzaa was not created to give people an alternative to their own religion or religious holiday. Many African Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa do so in addition to observing Christmas. After its initial creation in California, Kwanzaa spread outside the United States. So the seven principles for the 7 days, Umoja, unity, to strive for and to maintain unity in the family, community, nation, and race. Kujikagulia, self-determination, to define and name ourselves as well as to create and speak for ourselves. Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our community together and make our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. There we go. together and making our brothers and sisters' problems our problems and to solve them together. Number four, Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build and maintain our own stores, shops, and other businesses and to profit from them together. Five, NIA, purpose, to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. Number six, Kumba, creativity, to do always as such as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. To leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it. Imani, seven, faith, to believe with all our hearts in our people, our parents, our teachers, our leaders, and the righteousness and victory of our struggle. Now, I can say that when it came down to it, there were a few things that happened here and there. I could say that. My thing is, Karenga himself, he and Hakeem Jamal co-founded the Black Nationalist Group, U.S. organization, which became involved in violent clashes with the Black Panther Party in 1969. In 1971, he was convicted of felony, assault, torture, false imprisonment. He denied involvement and claimed the prosecution was political in nature. Karenga was imprisoned in California's Mencadi until he received parole in 1975. He was awarded two doctorates, one in political science in 1976 and one in social ethics in 1994. He chairs the Africana Studies Department at California State University, Long Beach, and is the author of several books. And the one thing I could say, he had a few problems here and there. That's it. He had a few problems here and there. There are people in California who couldn't stand him. But I will say that sometimes you never know how the Creator allows somebody to come up with an excellent idea. And Kwanzaa is one of the most excellent ideas for people to get themselves together and do certain things. Not like he did an R. Kelly song and then got locked up for pedophilia, as well as a few other things. And then it's like, yeah, well, I really like the music because he did a great job. And it's like, what was the great job that R. Kelly did? Well, he sang I Believe I Can Fly. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't listen to his music, but it's understood if people don't. But when I look at everything that was said and done from the Kwanzaa principles and what this man made the attempt to do, just think what would happen if more of our people would really honor and believe those principles of Kwanzaa on an international detail and believed in self. Do you really think that a young person who sees themselves in the mirror as a king, queen, brother, sister, will go out and kill somebody else? When they see that person, they would see the same thing they see in the mirror and believe. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take the time to play this particular track from CCR 2, Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2, Joseph Motley Jr. The name of the song, I Ain't Listen, has a lot of Afrocentric themes in it. Be right back.
Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's Cleveland Conscious Rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Touch your heart and how you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put they weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey? We return to Africa, they can't
Sharp D. So why is all this hating on this R&B?
Why haven't the conscious back to rapping R&B?
Martin Luther King died because of R&B.
My ancestors speaking to me through a journey.
And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Here he is coming through the winter.
We talk against each other, close set up.
Holding shackles in the chain, never let up.
Through all our mistakes, we still get up.
You
can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing
us.
And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to
us?
I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving
you.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt
me. I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Going to work or jail.
The children teaching the parents to work and fail.
You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man.
And now you want to do something, but it's out of hand.
See, y'all don't understand.
If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya.
I ain't listening to old school, I was on the corner.
And when Africa come to America, we phone it.
We gotta learn to love each other like you left at home.
Politicians only care when you vote for them. This damn Negro huddle up an open gym. I give them food, I swear you can open them. Sex and drugs, they addicted every second in.
Most people can't read a shame, thinking better than.
Ask Bill Cosby, thanks for what you said. Then you can't help but follow, cause they learning it.
For every life went in vain, now it's over with.
For baby mamas and baby fathers need companionship.
No one wanna be directed, so the game shift.
And your ego got you tripping on some danger.
They don't care about us, what's the mothership?
Thank God for my mother, Gail Brooks.
Joseph Motley Senior, I never leave ya.
Even though it's hard to love, I will never leave ya.
This to my baby sisters and my baby brother.
To the seeds that they made, I don't see no others.
White supremacy, I'm here to make a puzzle.
And if you fall forward, then the dog is muzzled.
Why every rapper you hear, they talking about a hustle.
Currency don't come from God, so why you trying to bust yo?
Instead of helping your people, you'd rather pull a back door.
And you wonder why we all in the same struggle.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me.
Listen.
No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me it's a journey.
My ancestors told me it's a jersey.
as I sit here, I also want to say that one of those things that we talked about, get that story out of here real quick, is that Cleveland Municipal School District. Okay, Cleveland Public Schools. Anyway, to continue review, seek community input on possible name changes for five schools. I talked about that a little while ago when we went to that holiday party, and it only makes sense. This is only an 8-foot step ladder for the soapbox. It's the Cleveland Metropolitan School District, CMSD, moving ahead with a formal review of the names of five schools whose namesakes have been historically tied to slavery, systemic racism, or oppression. By advancing a resolution about 3 weeks ago, the CMSD Board of Education has greenlit a public engagement process that will be used to recommend new names of the five schools. The five schools that could be subject to a name change include Albert Bushnell Hart, pre-K through 8 school, Louis Agassiz, pre-K through 8 school, Louis Munoz Marin, pre-K through 8 school, Patrick Henry, pre-8 through 8 school, and Thomas Jefferson, pre-K through 12 International Newcomers Academy. As the CMSD earlier this year was a working group established a set of guidelines regarding school names, including a requirement that the board will not consider the names of people who have a documented history of enslaving other humans or have actively participated in the institution of slavery, systemic racism, and the oppression of people of color, women, other minority groups, or people who have been a member of a supremacist organization. So Cleveland City Councilman Kevin Conwell, Ward 9, and Brian Mooney, Ward 11, raised issue with the names of the schools and their wards during the summer and during the months of racial tension, and that was, I believe, in 2020, coming all the way up to 2021, and reckoning following the death of George Floyd. At that point, CMSD had already begun to explore a possible name change for the schools. Conwell, whose ward includes Patrick Henry School, was pleased that the district is moving forward with plans to possibly rename the school. "The school is named after a slaveholder, Patrick Henry," Conwell said. It's kind of how he talks. "I know the children in my community and African Americans should not go to a school that's named after a slaveholder that had my ancestors and their ancestors in slavery. It's offensive to the African American community, just like the Indians changed their name from the Indians to the Guardians because it was offensive to Native Americans." So there you go. And even though Patrick Henry is most famously known as a fierce supporter of American independence, culminating in his famous quote, "Give me liberty or give me death," before the Second Virginia Convention in 1775, Henry's involvement in slavery has often been a large blemish on his legacy. Although Henry believed slavery was wrong, he offered no plan for abolition. He was successful in barring the import of slaves into Virginia in 1778. So he did good in 1778, but he owned slaves throughout much of his life. He had more than 60 slaves prior to his death. "We cannot name our schools after any former slaveholders. That's the bottom line," Conwell said. So, you know, there you go. We will see how things go on that. And looking at everything, I'm just thankful that you all consistently rock with us. And again, for those who don't know, one of the big stories coming out is the Netflix documentary. You type in 137 shots of the notorious 2012 Cleveland police chase and shooting. Before I get up out of here, I'm going to at least take the time to thank you all once again for tuning in. I will come back to you all very shortly. I'm going to probably play a quick song because sometimes it's good to be wrong. I appreciate being wrong. I appreciate it. No, I'm serious. I appreciate it. Why? Because after the Raiders game, I said, man, the Browns, it's over for them. Then somebody said, we'll beat Green Bay, and I said, well, I'm a fan, but I'm ready for next year because the COVID just threw everything off track, and it's all right. I'll prepare for the Cavaliers season. Browns had a good run. Browns lost to Green Bay. I said, okay. Somebody forgot to tell Baltimore that they should go on and win against Cincinnati because Cincinnati beat Baltimore. Okay? Follow me for those in Ohio. Now, Pittsburgh has won a couple of games in a row. People said by luck, but they still won. They look like they knew what they might be doing. If anybody's going to upset somebody, Pittsburgh has upset a few teams. They would probably go to Kansas City and upset them. Well, that did not happen. So, this coming Sunday, the Browns don't play. But this is what's very interesting. The Browns play on Monday night in Pittsburgh. They're getting players back off of the COVID list. They played Green Bay. Could have won that one. Played without a lot of team members. Could have beat the Raiders. Wouldn't it be interesting if the Browns go on and beat the Stew out of the Steelers? Could happen. As a matter of fact, Cincinnati is not guaranteed to win on Sunday. They're not. Makes things very interesting. The Browns beat Pittsburgh, and the following week, the Browns have to play the Bengals at home. With that being said, instead of today being my last official day to wear a Browns hat and say they gave it a good season, let me transcend into the Cavalier stuff. Let me transcend and play this song from...
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Guy, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-4. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Moore on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David knows who about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, anointed, white stripes. The seed town lights, getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the door of the state, and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game tight. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet flow. See you in Mars, Cleveland Browns. We came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell.
Macho. That's my homie, though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field. All you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley. Surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis. And my man Miles Garrett, that's Colossus. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation, Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We're gonna shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
Yeah, that song kind of says it all right there. I thank you all for tuning in once again. You didn't have to, and that's the truth, but you all chose to, so I'm very thankful for that. I'm happy no matter what I am, and I just wish to say before we leave up out of here that I appreciate you. We're blessed to do next week's show. It won't be chapter 10, verse 52. Nope. It won't be chapter 10, verse 53. It'll be chapter 11, verse 1. You figure out how I number my shows? It goes by chapters and verses. Chapters meaning the year. Verse means the episode for the week. Been very thankful to do this. As a matter of fact, hey, just like the Creator gave me a voice, it's Voice of Thunder. What better way than to take you out on this particular track from the Father's Lives Matter album entitled Commander in Chief. Talk to you soon. Creator willing. Peace.
The thunder. Do you hear the thunder? Thunder of the pen. It means real rap's about to begin. This is for the G's and the jazz fans. Resurrecting the ghost of Herbie Man. Just like Death Row hit you back in the day. HGS and I are like Snoop and Dre. It's a masterpiece, a grand production. Lyrics bring heat, the beat's constructed. You taking shots, I can't even feel you. You player hater, I'm a player killer. In other words, when you speak, watch your tone. I ain't bad boy with young money, I'm grown. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. This ain't a hit single, it's a statement. You don't want the truth, I'll make you face it. 137 times, they want you dead. While you party and bull instead. But you just stay in play as I march on. God watches my back while I stand strong. You wanna play in the streets, we run them. HJS music, another stunner. Another classic, another hit. Another single, and it's legit. And lyrically, it's torn asunder. Not too many artists can flow beside thunder. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. Thunder
is your choice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Thunder in the background matches my voice. Grown folks music, here's your choice. HJS music.
Much love. Peace.